I'm standing here today not for myself, but I'm here on the behalf of family in our neighborhood, including elderly, many other homeowners who cannot be here tonight, who are very concerned about this whole thing. I know that you mentioned about make sure to don't do duplicate. I'm sure there's several here who are not going to say anything because we're going to repeat ourselves. I understand that. And so why am I here? Well, that's a good question. That's what a good neighbor do. We take care of each other. We in here, I'm going to submit this to you. It's a petition of, I started this yesterday. And when I walk around today, basically, most people at work. But I did get a chance to have 38 names from our neighborhood that signed opposed to this project. And also including here are letters. Families, elderly that are concerned about this project that can't be here that wrote letters. So I am, do I get that to you or not, but you guys have... This is all the letter from our neighbor. And then, lastly, I think the key in this whole thing, I've lived in this house for, in 329 for 27 years. And several of the neighbor homeowners actually have lived there longer than I have, which is amazing. If you approve this development, it will drastically impact our existing development and change the overall makeup for the long term. Meaning, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to be happening, and for me, it's a concern. And I notice there's a family here that live in an area that she lives in the South Fork, and they basically, I've seen them getting close call with a lot of traffic on South Fork. And I can't believe that we're going to increase it by 42.5%. Thank you for listening.
I've got one question for you. So you're saying that with the duplexes,
you're just
not in favor of any kind of change. Or since this is a single family area, if they put half as many in there, which would be 9.
Yeah.
I mean, or
you my opinion, it is yes. Well, it's interesting. You're good at question. Thank you for asking that question. When you look at the plan, the average the square foot is 1,056 square feet. If you notice the steepness, there won't be nobody playing in the backyard. Everybody can be playing in the front yard. As a matter of fact, they asked an assessment. So even if you do a single home, which is one duplex, we're okay because that really it fits the overall single family one lot deal. Because everything, when you start doing duplex, the question is duplex and rental is the question. It's a single family home. Whether it's the size, whether you have one or two, I don't know the answer to the question. I'm not opposed to any development because it's meant for single family home. And actually the original guy started doing that. And he came across where basically he couldn't afford anymore to do that because it's very expensive to do it. He bailed out, went bankrupt, and Steve Green picked it up out of the bank. There was two. We know how much he paid for it. Right now he's trying to capitalize with this, and right now the only way he can capitalize it is to get twice as much money because right now it's going to be pretty costly to build out there because of the steepness. There's not much. After that one, after 10 foot, it drops off. So I'm not opposed to any development. It just ought to be the same, consistent to all the overall, by putting this kind of capacity, I know he said 92, but if you look at that plan, it was got that in here, the one that's got this thing here, is 19 building, 38 unit, 114 parking spot. And 16 extra. When you start thinking about that, what do you think he's thinking about? Because this is on the drawing. This is what is in that.
I'm looking at it right here.
And so that's the kind of concern I have. And then all of a sudden, they all can go through this bottleneck. And this is a steep street, by the way. I can see during snow day or bad day, people can start parking right here because you can't get down there at all. And all of a sudden, we have a road that some places that are less than 16. Oh, I didn't see anything less than 16, but that's pretty narrow. So that's a good question. I appreciate it. But, you know, I'm not opposed to any development. The guy's got to make money. But it's got it was meant for a single-family home, not duplexes, not, you know. We do have rental. We also have people invest different ways. So thank you for that question. Any other question that you may have for me?
Say 16 feet was the widest or the narrowest?
16.
It was the widest or the narrowest?
Narrow. 16 and 2 inches. Okay. And today when I went walk around, there was a gentleman there walking in. And the first thing we all have, it's a common thing, we all have to set aside because it was a truck. It was a propane truck. That's a so it's just so. Any other question? Well, again, I know that you guys are in the Planning Commission. And I know you're always looking for what's best for the county, the best for the people. And I would appreciate it if you, we have a bunch of concern that you vote this no.
Thank you, yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Was there anyone else on this side that wanted to speak? Did you have something?
I didn't sign up, but I have two sets.
No, you needed to sign up. We're going to have enough to speak, I think, anyway. They're probably going to cover your concerns, but you let me know if they don't. If you have something new, I'll talk to you. Is anyone else in this section back here? There's over here. There is. Excuse me. You wish to speak right over here. There's one in the back. I'll get to you next.
Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Anna Zadniprovskaya. We live at 240 Trinity, which is right there at the corner of the proposed development. I don't want to repeat everything that my neighbors have already said because their concerns are my concerns.
Yes.
The only thing that I wanted to add to their comments was two things. I understand that decision will need to be made, and I don't want the decision... I'm going to back up. Somebody obviously is trying to capitalize on the property, and I don't want that process to take place at expense of my children or my property. My concern is the property value. If this plan goes forward, our property value will go down. And I think that's probably we're in agreement with a lot of our neighbors. And the second point that I wanted to make was my children. We purchased this house about 2.5 years ago. It's mostly a retirement community with some families. A very quiet spot, just the perfect American dream house. And then when I see this happening, my heart is crushed because this is not the neighborhood that I want my children to grow up in. As concerns were brought up about the school buses, the trash trucks, the drop-off is so steep that it is really a concern of how this concept will even develop. It doesn't look like they have a clear plan, and I don't want this to be a botched-up thing that starts and never gets off the ground. And with our backyard and our deck facing into the back of this planned community part, I have concerns. And I'm sure you have children, grandchildren. I would like for you to consider my family. I don't want my children to grow up where we have 114 parking spots in such a tight area. Rentals, who knows what kind of rentals. Our neighborhood is just not, it does not fit this plan. Maybe there are other areas that might fit this plan, but our neighborhood is not the right neighborhood. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I believe I had a... Yes, you. Pardon?
I can't hear.
All right, well, They said, get up close and talk up loud.
Close and talk up loud.
Yeah, we're they want to hear what you got to say.
All right, my name is Loreen Hicks. I live at 445 South Fork Street. That is the very, when you go up this wood bridge, the new street or the steep street, pulls right into our driveway. Bad weather or anything like that where they can't get down. They were parking in my drive. They were parking in our blacktop across the front. Also, that's the only way in and out, as I understand, right? Of that area down there, the addition. Up on South and North Fork, we have a way out if we have problems. We can go out, you know, Timberlake. They can't get out. Also, is there going to be street lights or sidewalks, you know, things like that? Because we need sidewalks or whatever because we walk in the street. It's dangerous, you know, the large trucks and everything, the rescue, fire equipment. And another thing, if this development goes through, we don't want another Majestic Condos incident where the fire and rescue vehicles were unable to get to the scene adequately. Okay? You know, if Lakeshore Drive is ever blocked, you know, we can get out, but they can't get down there. My daughter goes to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. She won't feel safe if she does because we don't know who's out there, so we'd like to have, you know, patrolmen, you know, stuff like that. But it's not city, it's county. So I think everyone has talked about what I, other things I wanted to say, but it's important to us. So thank
all
you.
All right. Thank you very much. I have another one back there that wishes to speak on this.
My name's Jim Whitman. I'm at 394 South Fork. Pretty much all was asked and answered. I only had two questions to follow up. Is if they had a, if passed, the length of time it would take to the developer to do this project, and where it would start, and where it would finish. And since that slope, which I walked yesterday behind my house, is a granite rock, whether they have any anticipation of using dynamite and doing any blasting to level anything out. Thank you.
I'll get them back up here. We'll see if they want to answer that question. Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? I have one back there in the center. We've got one here. How are you just going to?
Because maybe those folks will be.
Good evening, and thank you for hearing all of us. I stand behind everything that has been previously mentioned. My name is Julie White. I live at 262 Dino Road, which is not directly impacted by the development where it's located. But my main concern, other than what has already been said, nothing has been mentioned about the lower housing development that we're looking at having there. What does that do to our crime rate? With that, what does it bring to our development, which is very important to all of us here? The other thing I have a question for is that road county maintained as it stands now?
No.
So who's going to maintain that road? I think we would like to know. Pardon me?
The developer has never been petitioned
to be a county. Okay. That seems to me that that could create a problem. I used to live on a road. It was Trinity Road. I used to live in that gentleman's house, and that road was not county maintained. I had to walk my kids to the bus, which was up on South Fork, and trying to do that in the ice and the snow, I don't know how that could be done by people that live down where this development would be.
They won't check it right now because there is not three or more homes. Once they build three or more homes, they can petition it and the commission to vote for it or against it.
So would the roads be in the condition that they need to be for the county to take it? Okay, and that's up to the developer to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have. I just wanted to mention the crime and about the roads.
Okay.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Have I missed anyone?